This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Nana Murph.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tim, our producer, who's back with us this morning.
We are back.
Great to see his smiling face and the fact that we'll have a show this morning which will run very smoothly.
Yes.
He is the mortar between the bricks.
Yes, indeed. If anyone was listening last week, our dear producer wasn't with us and it was absolutely all over the place. But that's okay.
You told me it was all right.
Yeah, well, of course I'm going to tell you it's all right. All right. I'm not doing scorecards. Actually, wasn't listening to a thing you said.
All right.
So that's okay.
Hasn't it been a weird week this week?
Has been a bit of a dark week. We're not going to
talk about the Indonesia thing and the Bali Nine and all that. But I tell you what caught my attention really big time this week is Bruce Jenner.
Yes, which everyone has talked about, we realise, so we're not going to get too into that either. But one thing I would like to say, other than bravo, I think very brave, amazing interview. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I would just like to say that I am not a fan of the Kardashian clan, ever, have never been.
Mm.
I think they're all ridiculous most times.
Yeah.
But I would like to take my hat off to them. I think the way that they've handled that and been so supportive of their father in this time has been purely remarkable.
Well, he came across on that interview, and I only saw a little snippet of it with Diane Sawyer, and he came across very strong in his, conviction and what he's doing, and he's the whole transition process. He's quite amazing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's very, very worth watching for anyone who is interested. And I mean, for me personally, I've never known anyone going through transition, so it was an interesting viewpoint.
Yeah. And wasn't it the highest rating television
16.9
show?
16.9 million.
Wow.
Not bad.
That's going to break down the barriers of isolation, isn't it?
I would hope so. But anyway, we won't labour on that. We know that everyone's talked about it.
I think it's
all
good.
Week.
What's he going to, did he say what he was going
to
call?
No,
he
he's
didn't
kept
say
that
what he was calling himself. I reckon it's going
to
start with a K.
Yeah, do a K.
Why not?
Well, he did.
Christy.
He did actually specify that, no, she's definitely a Jenner, not a Kardashian.
Right.
And my favourite part was that Kim had said to him, if you're going to do this, I'm going to help you with the wardrobe. Sister, you're going to look good.
Yeah.
So, it's they're
being
very good. No, not with that branded family,
no,
can you imagine?
Exactly.
Anyway,
good,
that was a good
on
start
you.
To the week.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we've got a big show of stuff coming up out of Murphy this morning. Not only do we have amazing music, prizes
amazing
to give away.
Amazing music. Prizes galore.
We've got a little bit of an insight as to what's happening with Princess Kate.
Breaking news.
Hasn't it gone quiet, though? I've not seen anything in the papers or magazines.
Well, she's just getting on with it.
Getting on with
it. You know, it's child number two.
Yeah, and it's not really going to win a place on the throne,
Nobody
is it?
Fusses so about the second child.
No,
you'd
like
know
Harry.
That from experience.
Oh. There was an interesting article in the paper this morning.
Yesterday, actually, there was, look, I always get in trouble when I'm ordering coffees or hot chocolates or whatever because,
when you do your half serve of chocolate,
but it's always skinny milk. People are like, why do you bother?
Oh, yeah, just do a full cream.
Why do you bother? Well, for one, I like skinny milk. And I don't know why everyone.
And I'm lactose intolerant.
Sounds like this now. And I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah, anyway, I could drop that. But anyway, in the paper yesterday, a gentleman took this a little bit too far, I
think. What do you mean?
McDonald's creates your own taste. It's a thing.
Oh,
I don't
know.
I don't eat at McDonald's a lot. I've been known to go there, but I try not to. But now you can make your own burger.
Mm.
This man went and made a burger which was the largest possible and it cost him $31.
$31.
Now, if you're spending $31 on one item at McDonald's, that you've ordered the biggest burger in the world. This thing called Big Macs with an X had 2 quarter-pound patties.
Ooh.
And then the maximum amount of toppings, which... Hang on to your hats.
Oh, here
kids.
We go.
And people getting up for breakfast, don't try this at home because you'll have to call in sick.
I'm grabbing a bucket.
This burger featured 10 slices of American cheese, 10 slices of white cheese, 10 slices of pepper jack cheese, 10 slices of bacon, 10 servings of each of pickles, red onions, guacamole, tortilla strips, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapenos, grilled onions, grilled mushrooms, Mac special sauce, mayo, spicy mayo, barbecue sauce, garlic sauce, mustard. and ketchup. But then,
yes,
he also added a large fries.
Yeah.
And with that,
what did he want with that?
Large diet Coke.
Of course he did.
There you go.
Of course he did, because I'm trimming down. Now, Anna Murphy, this might be interest you, actually.
Oh.
Victoria wants more female firefighters.
Mm.
Country Fire Authority has issued a call for fit, attractive. No, sorry. Thought it was attractive. It's not. It's active. Women looking for a career change. A little bit of a career change there.
Because that would have been a problem.
It could be good for you, actually, because, like, you know, if you get sick of driving on the road, doing your radiology stuff.
The only problem I have with this is a massive fear of fire, which probably...
Actually...
And I don't like the heat.
Actually, have you probably ever litten a barbecue?
Litten.
There's a new word for you, people. Whack that one in your dictionary.
I'm not sure whether...
Whack that one in your pipe and smoke it. Have you ever lit
the
barbecue?
Is...
No, you haven't, have you?
I haven't had much need because you took the barbecue that I own. Anyway.
That you owned.
Oh, well, pardon.
Oh, here we go. Christmas presents.
Now, listen, about this, get off yourself and back on. And I would love to help.
Yeah.
But I don't like the heat. And I always have this problem.
Yes.
Where I look at people that do service work, like nurses and ambos and things like that, and I go, oh, God, they don't feel really good at the end of the day. Unfortunately, I don't like bleeding people or everything that goes with that job. Can't do it. And the same with, like,
so you're basically saying you don't like helping people.
Guns, so I can't go and, oh, no, I feel like I would like to help people. I am just crippled with fear about most of the things that you'd have. Like, I'd like to be a police officer too, but I'm scared of
Well, you work in radiology.
People.
Aren't you afraid of radioactive material?
I don't. I'm not actually a radiologist or a radiographer. I don't get in their room. I just go and tell people to go there.
Oh, right. Okay.
So, again, scared. Big old wuss in my red car.
Yes. Heading for a top of 21 degrees. Gee, the weather's got better.
Hasn't
21
it?
On.
Again, I just need a moment to moan. Because, like, really?
I used to whinge about the heat.
Impossible
about
to dress
cold.
At this time of the year.
Oh.
Especially when you get up a crack of before the crack. I mean, what does one put on?
What is the crack before the crack?
Well, you know,
oh,
4
dear.
O'clock in the morning, yeah. 10 to 4.
Yeah.
Even the animals didn't want to get up with
no,
me this morning.
Not at all.
Like, how does one dress for that? It's like 6 degrees today, it's going to be 21. I'll be a sweaty hot mess by the end of this day. You watch. Anyway, that's sorry. I just feel better now.
Sure, glad you got that off your chest. Yeah. Now, I want to get this off my chest too. One Direction.
Oh, God.
Making a move away from their trademark pop in their upcoming album, says Liam, who's one of the members. He's comparing himself to rock British band Oasis. That's funny, isn't it?
Sorry, that just made me chortle.
Pop stars are currently working on their fifth recording album. Fifth one. What, did they have four others?
Yeah, look, hey.
I only remember three songs.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this is all this is all happening after the departure of Zayn Malik. I think he's the forgotten one, actually, because you said to me earlier on, is he like the Robbie Williams of the band going to break him up? No.
Is that Harry?
Niall, Liam and Harry, I think, are your four, or your three power players. Your three power players.
They're your three power players.
Louis a little bit on the outskirts there.
Cute. I would just like to know what British rockers Oasis feel being compared
like
to One Direction.
Yeah, I'd like to get
Pretty sure Liam Gallagher has something to say about that.
Probably not too impressed.
No.
But anyway, I think Zayn's done the wrong thing here because I don't think he's the talent. I think the other three.
Okay.
I think he's left the money-making machine.
You've heard it here first on Murphy's Law.
Do I know too much about this?
Yes.
All right. Here's their new track. This is called One. Oh, it's not a new track. Hang on. This is on album number one, two. I don't know. One of them. The Block the other night.
Oh,
I just
God.
Want to bring it up quickly. It's probably been slammed, you know, over the last couple of days on Joy. But The Block, I felt like it was exciting, but I couldn't help but feel the whole thing was rigged.
I felt like it was a bit contrived too.
I don't know.
I mean,
you know what? When Tim and Anastasia
went
first and they got what they got, I thought, oh, just rewarding bad behaviour, just rewarding laziness.
Well,
I walked away with 700 grand for doing what? Complaining the whole time, walking off the show, you know, being lazy.
See, I looked at that and
that's ridiculous.
That was very similar to the year that Chantel and Steve won, and the whole time they were set up as the
underdogs.
They
were lazy. Yeah, they were lazy as well.
Didn't do anything, and then they cleaned up.
Rewarding bad behaviour.
I don't know.
It's terrible. What are you teaching the kids?
Oh.
But I felt like the whole thing was a little bit, it sort of just, I don't know, just felt rigged.
Yeah,
somehow.
I don't know.
Do you know
too
the guy who's the guy who bids, who's in the crowd all the time? He's been on the last couple of episodes. Like
he's in there all the time.
Yeah, he's in there all the time. But I can't help but feel that someone from Channel 9's on the other line.
Oh.
controversy.
Just sniff a story now.
Don't you think? Just sitting there going, go. We'll buy it and then we'll sell it off. It doesn't really matter.
Oh, wow.
Do you know how it goes?
Are you auditioning for a job at The Age?
No, not really.
Luke Dennehy, watch out.
Oh, watch out.
I was reading in the paper today. I hate research articles. Anyway. Says, eat an apple, shop more. Shoppers who eat an apple before going to the supermarket end up buying more fruit and vegetables, studies claimed.
Give it a go.
Researchers say people can be primed to pick healthy food by having a wholesome snack before shopping. So what happens if you have sex before you go shopping? Does it end up all of a sudden accidentally at Sexyland trying to get your groceries?
Yeah, probably.
That's ridiculous. It's time to play a game.
Yes.
The Battle of the Murphys.
It is indeed.
That's right.
Tim, our producer's come up with this and we don't actually know what's going on. What are we doing, Tim?
Right, well, I've compiled a list of slogans, famous slogans. They could be taglines.
Right.
Common sentences that we know through pop culture.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Excellent. Mm.
So I have quite an extensive list here, but maybe we'll just start with a best of five.
Great. Okay, I think that sounds good. So we've got to guess a slogan or guess
the brand, or maybe it's a TV show or a movie or
God.
So we don't have a buzzer.
No, we don't
so
have a buzzer.
So what are we going to use?
I might need to come
use
up
a
with
word?
One.
Okay. Mine is daiquiri.
Of course it is. It's only 7:51, Dalton. Do we need to talk?
No.
Mine's turtle.
Oh. Turtle?
Turtle. There we go.
Excellent shoes.
All right. That works well. Let's go.
All right.
Bring it on.
Here we go.
Hang on. Let me get some music to
happening here,
Dalton. Okay. So the first one is, just like a chocolate milk.
Only. Oh, daiquiri. That was me. That was me.
You did not say daiquiri.
You actually said daquiri, which I think we'll pass that over to Dean.
Just like a chocolate milkshake, only crunchy.
Is?
Cocoa Pops.
Yes.
Oh, right. I've got to guess that as well. I thought it was going to finish the line and Cocoa Pops. Okay.
Dean. I was looking for the product.
Great. Okay. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?
You can tell a blank woman by the way she wears her hair.
Turtle. Weller.
Yes, correct.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, Turtle. You're good.
Time for a break. Let's have a...
Turtle!
I forgot my name. Daiquiri. Damn it. Go for it.
Kit Kat?
Oh, you only got that by default. Daiquiri. Hang on, let me write it down.
Doesn't matter how you get there. Speak about just Stephen Bradbury, if you will.
Daiquiri.
Okay. A blank a day helps you...
Oh, daiquiri!
Turtle!
Ding.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest and play.
Oh.
Lovely. Tied at two all. Okay. Oh, this could be good. Just when you thought it was safe to go...
Daiquiri!
Oh, not Bell.
Just when you thought it was safe to go...
I can't help you.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the kitchen?
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
No.
Look, I'll finish off the clue and leave it open for Anna.
Okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Oh, dear. I don't know that at all.
Daiquiri? Can I say it again?
Yeah.
Jaws?
You're on the right track. Okay. We'll scrap that one.
Okay.
Last one before we run out of music.
It puts the rose in every...
Oh, daiquiri.
Yes. Dean.
Vegemite.
We have a winner.
Oh, look at that. Thank you very much. It's not often that I win those little competitions.
We'll be back with that.
Yeah, we'll be back with that real soon. I love that game. That's a good one.
You like it because you've won.
Now, in the paper this morning, there was a story about a grandma. Have a listen to this. 90-year-old grandma would not receive the $52 million jackpot she thought she'd won on a slot machine after a court ruled that her winning pool was caused by a software error. I think that's terrible. Pauline McKee believes she'd hit the big time in 2011 after she put 1 cent coin in. Do they still have 1 cent coins?
1 cent. Well,
in America, though, probably.
America?
1 cent coin in the machine at a casino in the States, pulled out the thing, $52 million. They said, no, sorry.
It's gone to the Iowa Supreme Court.
She's got 13 grandchildren. It's gone to the Supreme Court. She didn't win. They basically said her winning total is actually $1.85.
$1.85. $1. Like, first of all, I'm surprised she didn't have a heart attack when she won the $52 million sitting at the thing anyway. Then it's had to go to the Supreme Court. Yeah. And then they've said, no, sorry. It was a high-tech error.
$1.85.
What can you buy with $1.85?
I don't know. Not even at a $2 store can you get anything for $1.85.
I don't even think you can go to McDonald's and get something for $1.85. Can you?
Is there anywhere in town? I'm trying to think of anything at all.
Could
you
help us, listeners, please? Does anyone know what this poor lady could get? Let's pretend she lives here. Can you get anything for $1.85 these days?
I would like to hear from people. 0427joy949, honorajoy.org.au.
Do know an establishment across the road from us that does do dollar coffees, but it's very questionable as to whether there's any caffeine in them.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, I can't think of anything.
No. $1.85. That's just such a slap in the face. Like, it is, surely isn't it? The casino could have just, like,
hate to say, but that's
chipped in and gone, there's a few grand for the inconvenience.
I hate to say it, but that is Murphy's Law, isn't it, really? And we're trying to rack our brains into what you can actually buy for $1.85 in this town.
Oh, yes, because a grandmother of 13 90 years old. She thought she'd won $52 million on the jackpot, and then they said it was a software error and she'd only won $1.85. I think that's a travesty.
Terrible. You would think the court would have ruled, look, it's, you know, a bit of a mistake on the casino's part as well for the malfunction.
Like, how about
we're going to rule whatever, but you've given him $1.85.
Buy her a Palmer or something.
What's going on with that?
$1.85, but we've asked for help.
Suggestions.
I can't think of any.
Suggestions.
And Jason has said she could lick 3 soft serve ice creams from Macca's while using the leftover 35 cents to try and win the $52 million again for legit.
Yeah.
I like that.
Good on you, Jace. That's due for thinking.
Highly
great.
Plausible. Thank you. And Tony said she could get a minute at a peep show and still have 85 cents change. Really?
I like where you're going with that, Tony.
Can you look at a peep show for a minute for a dollar?
In America, you can.
Can you?
Well, yes, you can, because you put they've got dollar notes.
Well, that's what it's called.
So
a
you can actually just chuck a
that's
note
just a peep,
in. You can't
isn't it?
Chuck dollar coins into strippers'
I'm pretty
undies
sure.
here.
I'm pretty sure sometimes my blinks are longer than a minute. I wouldn't get my value for money there, would I?
Let's
the lazy eye go down on the peephole, I'll be like, oh, God, I'm out of cash.
There's some topics on this show that we've sort of pushed the boundaries. Maybe cross the line. This could be one of them. I don't know exactly where it's going to go.
I like the use of your word could. It sort of hints at the possibility that it won't.
Yeah.
And we all know that's not true.
I love a good KFC story because they never talk about the food. It's always antics that have happened
that's
in the
happened
KFC.
There was a
rave that happened in one of them last week. Anyway, this is going to blow your socks off. A 76-year-old woman from Mississippi, of course, was breastfeeding her 42-year-old son in the middle of a KFC restaurant and was asked to leave.
Of
That's right. Customers in the fast food chain were complaining about the act.
Oh, really?
And that's why Mrs. Berity and her son were kicked out. And Al Balfoz, one of the customers, said, I've got nothing against breastfeeding, but that was pure nonsense.
Pure nonsense.
It's polite,
I love
right,
that.
Isn't
that was just
it's
pure nonsense. Mrs. Berity,
she has responded with,
well, she said, it's my right as a mother to breastfeed my child. Now, your child's 42. Don't think we classify as a child anymore. Then she went on to say that I have raised a great man, beautiful, tall, who still loves and stays with me. That's because you're food. And do you know what? She's in KFC.
Yes.
Feeding herself on KFC chicken and feeding her 42-year-old child breast milk. There's not a lot of nutrient in there.
No, probably a lot of steroids.
Oh, my God. It is the most disgusting thing I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Yeah, I don't even know whether we should throw a topic out about that.
I just love it.
Nowhere
pure
really
nonsense
to go.
Doesn't really sort of do that justice.
No.
Creepy.
Would it be like almond milk? How almond milk's a new thing? It's the new... maybe that could be the new thing around South Yarra. Just breastfeeding milk in your latte.
No.
I'll give it a go.
And she's 76.
Would there be any milk left?
She would have gone through menopause. Can you imagine the state of her boobs by this?
It'd be like he was licking her knee.
And his teeth don't look good. This can't have done him any good at all. Does she feed him formula at home? Or is it rice feeders? Does he get around? Does she
hanging down around her ankles, wouldn't
nappy? They? This is just incredibly disturbing.
Need to leave and have a break, I think. Oh. Here's a message that's
anyway,
come through.
Anyway, Ray has sent through gross Mississippi story.
It's a story that we were talking about before.
And then it's followed up by saying, give some breast milk or almond milk to Tim and Anastasia from the block. They might even become likable people.
Doubt
or
it.
Or give them prune juice to flush out their toxins and crap out.
I agree. Yes, thanks,
yes,
Ray.
We agree,
good
Ray.
On you. Well, if you thought that was gross, have a listen to this. What is it with our show and these stories? A 31-year-old woman has found love with a tree named Tim.
Oh,
much like
God.
Our producer Tim here in the station. And if that tree is as lovely as our Tim, who produces this show, then she's in for a rockin' old time.
What do you mean?
She's and in she love says with that she's had the what? Best sex ever that she's had is with the tree named Tim.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Emma McCabe says she's fallen head over heels with this sturdy, popular tree. And she's happy after a string of disastrous relationships.
She I also, wonder why you've had bad relationships.
She also says the sex with Tim, the tree, is the best that she's ever had with anyone.
Oh, my God.
She's been in some serious unlucky relationships with men. So she's planning to marry the tree.
She didn't like wood. She wants real wood. None of them met up to her expectations in that last relationship.
Oh, the poor
darling.
It's a condition. It is a condition.
What do you mean it's a condition?
Dendrophilia.
Oh, it's not. There is not. That is not.
People that have sex with trees.
Oh, no. That is not a term for people. You are a sick bastard is what you are. You don't have sex with trees? What would she call her children?
Stumpy.
Russell. Fern. We're so juvenile right now. This is terrible. I can't cope with that. You don't have sex with trees. Jeez. I think I'm almost at retiring from this show. Dear Diary, I thought I needed to sneak an entry into my journal before the little prince or princess arrives. I know it seems strange not to know the sex by now, but I just wanted to be surprised with this one. The other day, I was convinced I could feel a tiny little penis pushing on my tummy. I wasn't too sure, but if it was, he certainly will be following in his daddy's footsteps. Oh, that's just a little size queen joke there. Not really. William is hung like the rhino that hangs above our bed. Hoping to go into labour soon, though. This is just dragging out longer than Madonna's career. Last time, Georgie was quite quick. I wanted to go au natural, no drugs, but by the time I was ready to push, I was screaming for the epidural. I was like a junkie scratching for a fix, a rabid, infested dog looking for someone to bite. And then that miracle drug kicked in. Oh, and I thought I was on a float at Pride March. It was like a party of my pants and everyone was invited. This time round, I'll be grabbing that wonder drug within 5 seconds of labour. I could give birth to a semi-trailer that skidded off the road sideways and I still wouldn't feel a thing. I often feel like grabbing the epi when Charles and Camilla come over for dinner. You know, just to take the edge off. I have to go. That hot curry dish suggested to me to bring on labour is either working or I'm about to lay some major cable for the information superhighway. Oh, gotta go. This is hashtag Great Kate Wait, and the only crowning I'm thinking about is only hours away. Ooh.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.